You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. This is Todd and Todd live in New York, Life Science Connect Radio on location direct from Interphex Day 2. Todd, we have an exciting guest coming. I'm looking, if the conversation is anything like the pre-show chat, we're in for a good ride.
We veered off left and right a little bit there in the pre-show chat, didn't we?
We sure did. But boy, looking back upon today, though, it has been an amazing day of scintillating conversation.
You know, it really has. It's the conversations and the depth of knowledge that our guests have been able to share with us. I think that's why we needed to take that little veer left and right, just to have a mental break.
I agree.
But let's get back into it.
Well, speaking of our next guest, say hello to Mike Jornitz. He's the Chief Operating Officer at G-Con Manufacturing. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Mike, before we get into a broader conversation around G-Con, take a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm a bioengineer from Germany, Hamburg, Germany. Moved to the U.S. in 2002. I'm over 30 years in the industry, bioprocess industry. Formerly, we come from the process engineering side, processing equipment side, and now being in the facility side.
All right. Three Germans on the show. That's outstanding.
I love it.
All right. Well, go up to 10,000 feet. Tell us all about G-Con Manufacturing. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
G-Con Manufacturing is a very young company, founded in 2009, comes out of an idea of serving the personalized medicine market with mobile clean room systems, autonomous clean room systems, which then moved from personalized medicine field right into the bioprocess field and even the oral solid dosage form. So what we see with G-Con, or what we create with G-Con, is an equipment which in future will revolutionize the clean room and facility design systems.
What drove demand for this?
In personalized medicine, it's a patient-by-patient medical therapy. So when you actually take patient samples within to a clean room system, it's very difficult to sanitize the traditional clean room system. You could cross-contaminate, for example, clean rooms. It's very difficult to sanitize them. So personalized medicine being really the next biotech, the demand for containment of patient samples and also the scalability without constant requalification put the pressure on designing new innovative clean room systems. So it's like a clean room box.
Where would I install this? Or is that the right word even?
No, that's the right word, but what we do is we actually build the... If you think about it, it's really a box. It's like a walkable isolator. And so we build it off-site, and then we would actually slide it in via air bearings into any kind of facility. And it can be a shell building like this here, like the Interphex. What you do is you put utilities onto the pot, like chilled water, electricity, any kind of like utilities you require to feed the clean room pot, and connect the corridor on the other side of the pot, and you have an up and running clean room system.
That's fascinating.
Wow.
Very, very fast.
Yeah. So Mike, walk us through, what are the advantages to a pharma manufacturer on doing this versus the traditional way?
The traditional way, if we really go back and look at the brick and mortar facilities, they cost you around $400 to $800 million. It takes 4 years to build a facility like this and have it up and running. And it's most of the time product dedicated. So it means you really produce one product, and then when this product reaches its life cycle, you mothball the facility. With these units, you actually lower the capital cost, but the time to run is actually 12 months. 12 to 18 months instead of 4 years. Hmm. So you're very, very fast. You can deploy these facilities very fast. You can repurpose these clean room pots. We call them pots.
Mm-hmm.
And with a repurposing, you can actually get a multi-product life cycle out of the pots. Plus, they're very flexible. You can actually connect them together. They slide together. And what we see is they are mobile. So you can slide them across the floor. which means you pick up these parts. If you don't like the location where they are, or if you need to move out of a location, you cannot dismantle the traditional facility. Well, with the parts, you can just discouple the parts, move them out of the building, put them on flatbed trucks, ship them wherever you want to have them.
They're mobile, you say. How many, is it a forklift? I mean, how do you move them around? Can a guy like Todd and I move this thing around?
Yes. You could actually move around 22,000 pounds.
Oh, no, you're going to make me... Well, 22,000 pounds?
Yes.
The two old guys like us could move.
Yes.
Well,
except you don't want to be between the pot and the wall.
Okay.
Because the thing has momentum. But there are air bearings underneath it. So if you just think about air hockey, it's exactly the same principle except reversed.
Wow.
So what we do is we actually have air bearings underneath the floor of the pot. We put the compressed gas on it. It lifts up, and then we can move these pots around. At booth 2421, you can actually see a video how our staff is moving pots into a shell building.
What's the life cycle of one of these pots?
20 years. We reckon it's, because it's welded aluminum, it's very robust, so that the construction itself, when you look at the aluminum construction, it's very, very robust. And so we believe we get at least 20 years out of it. Probably what we could do is we could just resurface the finish on the inside. If there are any kind of like damages, you could resurface it easily. Way easier than with any kind of like drywall or plastic panel, due to the fact that you just retouch the epoxy flooring.
Let's say I'm a CFO. My question is going to be, what's the cost impact versus a traditional clean room?
Very good question. What we see very often is that people compare the clean room surface area or the area with any traditional clean room. And that's actually a mistake. You have to look at the total cost ownership when it comes to pots. Because you look into a traditional facility, you have to depreciate a facility as a facility, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Pots can be depreciated as equipment. When you look at the...
I want to catch that. A pot is considered equipment, so I can expense that?
Yes.
Holy cow.
The pot itself also, when you look at the ductwork, for example, it's very compact ductwork. So you don't have a superstructure on top of your pots. In a traditional building, you have to build a superstructure. Takes you a lot of engineering hours, takes a lot of time to build this. Nothing like this happens. We all run the clean room build-up parallel to the building build-up and then slide it all together. So again, from a cost perspective, it's not just the cost, but it's also the time to run, which means how fast can you run your product already through the facility. And we can run the product through the facility in half the time of a traditional facility.
Mike, I'm thinking... As I look ahead, when we interview you at Interfex 2024, we're probably going to be doing it from our mobile studio pod. and there'll probably be lots of pods around the chamber. In all seriousness, I'm beginning to think that pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities are going to look very different in 20 years. I mean, where do you see this going?
I think they actually will look very different in 5 years.
I think you're right.
I think it's not really 2020 or 2024. Seriously, we will be way, way faster with these what we call potified facilities. Just think about it. You know, Interfex 2-3 years ago, it was a lot of stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all single-use technology,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of single-use processing equipment out there. And now, when you look at the facilities, everybody talks about modular stick build, modular facilities. Modular is a good concept, and we don't see pots as a silver bullet. It's a tool in a toolbox of how clean rooms can be designed and how facilities can be designed. But modular is just inflexible. You build a facility and that's it. You can't do anything about that. You cannot repurpose it. It cannot be moved. It's mothballed most of the time. We see more and more clients asking, we would want to move it, we want to repurpose it, we want to have multi-products through it, it has to be flexible. So podification of facilities will accelerate in the next few years. And I would say, it will supersede the modular facility concept.
Mm.
Podular will supersede the modular one. And absolutely will be the trend, because single-use technology or the processing technology is only as flexible as the facility.
Right.
And with pods, you really have that flexibility.
Amazing. It's a true disruptor, Todd.
I think it really is. In fact, Todd, I'm thinking about, we've had the pleasure of working with a company in Metro Atlanta that had, they call it a pod, but it's a piece of technology for water purification. That
yes.
They've installed it literally in a remote village.
Yep.
In Peru, in the Andes Mountains,
yep.
You know, a village of like 200 people. Do you see applications like that
yes.
for the pod clean room?
Yes.
Any examples?
Well, it's maybe a dream, but the dream has to be, the ultimate dream also has to be that we can actually put these clean room pods onto trucks with one of these water utility pods, also on a truck, run them in Africa from location to location and create vaccines right at the location.
We got to get Rich connected with Mike.
Absolutely.
My gosh, what a fascinating, cool project that could be.
Plus,
you'd love this guy. He's a super, super
guy. I think it's a dream, but it's a very realizable dream, in my opinion. And I think it would be great if we can do that going from, you know, location to location, create vaccine at these locations, and you don't have the cold chain problems, for example, when you ship vaccines, you have it right there in front of it.
Hmm. I'll be thinking about this interview well into the evening.
I think so.
Fascinating things to
wow.
think about. Mike, I hate to say it, I really hate to say it, that we're about out of time, but before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more? Oh, Todd, did we want to talk about some aging facilities, too, did we not?
Oh, is this another cheap shot at my
advancing
years?
No,
it is. No, actually, it is an excellent point. You're talking about the lifespan of the pods and mothballing facilities. I mean, the physical plant in the U.S. particularly is getting old.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the connection there?
It's actually not only getting old in the U.S. It's that when you look just even into some of the Asian countries, which seem to be the emerging industries, they are already getting old also. So aging facility is a hot topic. It's a very hot button. I'm the co-chair of the PDA Task Force on Aging Facilities, together with Glenn Wright from Eli Lilly. It's a concern, because aging facilities are out there. What do we do with them? How can we improve and optimize these facilities? How can we refurbish the facilities? And again, the POT concept fits very well into it, because instead of trying to refurbish an existing infrastructure of clean rooms within the facility, which you really most of the time can't do, you just rip that all out. You utilize the utilities, but you rip out all the clean room infrastructure, and you slide the pods in, connect them to the existing utilities, and the aging facility is in modern facility.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating conversation.
Interesting.
Mike, I hate to say that we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about GCon?
We are here at the Interfex at booth 2421 at the GEAR booth. But also, best is probably to also check our website, which is gconbio.com. I mean, the best is really looking us up in the website, or contact me directly. I mean, via cell phone. I'm also on LinkedIn. We have Twitter sites, we have LinkedIn sites. So we are really very visible out there. And I always appreciate a phone call or an email, so my email address is mjornitz@gconbio.com. That's probably the best approach.
Okay. Mike Jornitz, Chief Operating Officer with GCon Manufacturing. Mike, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Mike Jornitz, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick, Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage from Interfex. We'll be right back.